Welcome back to Opiniate, our platform for thorough analysis on a broad range of topics, including literature and global politics. If you are new, please subscribe and turn on the notifications to stay updated with our latest content. Today, let's settle into a critical discussion. We're examining the recent political developments in Pakistan following its 2024 general elections. It's a period marked by transitions and challenges, reflecting the complexities of governance, economic stresses, and societal expectations within the nation. Today, we will navigate through the implications of these elections, scrutinize the main actors involved, and consider the ramifications for the Pakistani populace and the international community. The 2024 Pakistani general elections, held on February 8, 2024, have emerged as a significant event marked by unexpected outcomes and controversies that have shaped the nation's political landscape. The elections were notable for their surprising results, with independent candidates winning a substantial number of seats. Notably, 103 independent seats were claimed, with 93 of these backed by Imran Khan's PTI party. The PMLN followed with 75 seats, and the Pakistan People's Party secured 54 seats. In the regional breakdown, the PMLN and the PPP emerged as the largest parties in Punjab and Sindh provinces, respectively. The election results were unexpected for many, especially considering the political dynamics leading up to the elections. The PTI, despite its leader Imran Khan being jailed and facing legal challenges, showed strong performance, indicating a significant public support base. The 2024 general elections were marred by several controversies. Allegations of vote rigging and electoral fraud were rampant, casting shadows over the integrity of the election process. Both local and international observers raised concerns over the transparency and fairness of the elections. The elections were conducted under tight security due to fears of violence and terrorism. Despite this, there were reports of disturbances and irregularities at polling stations, contributing to the chaotic atmosphere. The political climate was heavily influenced by the arrest and detention of key political figures, most notably Imran Khan, the former prime minister and leader of PTI. His incarceration and the legal battles surrounding him were significant factors impacting the election campaigns and outcomes. There were instances of media censorship and information blackouts, particularly concerning the coverage of certain political parties and leaders. This led to accusations of bias and manipulation of public opinion. The international community closely watched the election proceedings, with several countries and international organizations expressing concerns over the reported irregularities and urging for a peaceful resolution. The aftermath of the 2024 Pakistani general elections has been marked by significant political unrest and widespread protests, mainly driven by allegations of election rigging and dissatisfaction with the electoral process. The protests have been characterized by large-scale public gatherings, sit-ins, and marches across major cities in Pakistan. These demonstrations were primarily led by supporters of Imran Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI party, which, despite securing a significant number of seats, alleged widespread electoral fraud. The protests aimed to highlight what they perceived as a manipulated electoral process and demanded a review of the election results. The immediate response to the election results was a mix of disbelief and anger among PTI supporters and other opposition parties. The discontent was fueled by pre-election controversies, including the arrest and detention of political figures, notably Imran Khan. This dissatisfaction spilled over into the streets as thousands of people, feeling disenfranchised and aggrieved, organized protests demanding transparency and accountability. The Pakistani government and security forces were put on high alert in response to the escalating protests. There were reports of internet and communication blackouts aimed at disrupting the mobilization efforts. Security measures included the deployment of riot police and military forces in sensitive areas to maintain law and order. However, these actions were criticized by human rights organizations and opposition parties as excessive and a suppression of democratic rights. The international community closely monitored the unfolding events, expressing concern over the potential for violence and the implications for democracy in Pakistan. Several countries and international organizations called for restraint from all parties and urged the Pakistani authorities to address the protesters' grievances through dialogue and legal means. The protests have deepened the political divide in Pakistan, exacerbating tensions between the government and opposition parties. The unrest has also impacted daily life, with disruptions to business, transportation, and public services. The ongoing political instability has raised concerns about Pakistan's democratic process and its ability to address pressing national issues, including economic recovery and security challenges. Amidst the unrest, there have been calls from civil society, political leaders, and international mediators for a peaceful resolution to the crisis. Suggestions have included the formation of a multi-party committee to investigate the allegations of election fraud, a recount or re-election in disputed areas, and dialogue between the government and opposition to rebuild trust in the electoral system. The role of the military in the 2024 Pakistani general elections has been a subject of intense scrutiny and controversy, given the army's historical influence over the country's politics. The Pakistani military has long been a dominant force in the nation's political landscape, with a history of coups and significant influence over domestic and foreign policies. This backdrop sets the stage for understanding the military's role in the 2024 elections. In the lead-up to the 2024 elections, the military maintained that it would remain neutral and not interfere with the electoral process. However, critics and political analysts have raised concerns about the military's behind-the-scenes influence, particularly given the contentious political environment and the military's historical relationships with certain political entities. The military was involved in ensuring security during the election period. It was deployed across the country to maintain order and protect polling stations, acting as a quick reaction force, QRF, to address any security threats. While this role was ostensibly for maintaining peace and order, there were accusations that the military's presence at polling stations could influence voter behavior or intimidate certain segments of the electorate. Several opposition parties and observers accused the military of meddling in the electoral process to favor certain political parties or candidates. These allegations included accusations of manipulating the media, pressuring politicians, and influencing the election commission. The PTI, in particular, claimed that the military worked against its interests, a significant accusation given the party's previous close ties with the establishment. Despite the military's stated neutrality, public sentiment in the 2024 elections appeared to significantly shift against the military establishment. Millions voted in what was seen as a defiance of the military's influence, opting for candidates and parties perceived as being independent of military control. This shift in voter sentiment was seen as a rebuke of the military's involvement in politics. The aftermath of the elections saw the military's role being further questioned amidst the political unrest and protests. While the military called for calm and respect for the electoral process, its role and influence remained a focal point of debate among politicians, analysts, and the general public. The international community, including foreign governments and analysts, closely watched the military's role in the elections. There were calls for the military to respect democratic processes and for the elections to reflect the genuine will of the Pakistani people. The 2024 elections have raised important questions about the future role of the military in Pakistani politics. The apparent pushback against military influence by a significant portion of the electorate suggests a potential shift in the country's political dynamics. However, whether this will lead to a lasting change remains to be seen. The role of the military in the 2024 Pakistani general elections highlights the complex interplay between the military, politics, and civil society in Pakistan. While the military's official stance was one of neutrality, allegations of interference and the public's reaction to perceived military influence underscore the ongoing challenges facing democracy in Pakistan. The economic crisis in Pakistan following the 2024 general elections is a significant concern, with multiple layers of complexity stemming from long-standing issues exacerbated by political instability. Before the 2024 elections, Pakistan was already grappling with severe economic challenges, including high inflation rates, unemployment, and a substantial balance of payments crisis. The country faced dwindling foreign exchange reserves, making it difficult to import essential goods and repay international debts. The economic situation was further strained by political uncertainty and lack of investor confidence. The post-election period did not provide the hoped-for political stability that could have led to economic reforms. Instead, the political unrest and protests following the contested election results have led to further economic uncertainty. The possibility of a political stalemate and delayed government formation has heightened concerns about the country's ability to implement necessary economic reforms and secure crucial foreign funding. One of the immediate effects of the ongoing crisis has been an acceleration in inflation, with prices for basic commodities reaching record highs, the inflationary pressure has been compounded by a depreciating currency, making imports more expensive and exacerbating the cost of living for the average Pakistani. Pakistan's foreign exchange reserves have been at critically low levels, posing a significant risk to its ability to meet international debt obligations and import essential goods. The economic uncertainty following the elections has further jeopardized the country's chances of securing loans from international financial institutions and friendly countries. The incoming government faces the daunting task of implementing structural reforms to address the root causes of the economic crisis. This includes reforming tax collection, reducing public sector inefficiencies, and addressing the energy sector's challenges. However, political instability and resistance from various sectors have made it challenging to implement these necessary reforms. The post-election economic scenario has also affected Pakistan's relations with international donors and allies. The political uncertainty and economic mismanagement have led to a lack of confidence among international partners, making it more challenging for Pakistan to secure financial aid and investment. The economic crisis has had a profound social impact, with increasing poverty rates, unemployment, and social unrest. Public sentiment is increasingly negative due to the rising cost of living and lack of economic opportunities, contributing to the overall instability in the country. The economic outlook for Pakistan post-2024 elections remain grim without significant political stability and economic reforms. The new government, whichever it may be, faces the monumental task of navigating the country through its economic troubles while addressing the political and social issues that have led to the current crisis. The post-2024 Pakistani general elections period has been marked by significant security issues and violence, reflecting deep-seated political and social tensions within the country. The 2024 Pakistani general elections were marred by violence, with nearly 40 individuals reported killed across the country on election day. The violence was attributed to militant attacks, political clashes, and targeted actions against specific communities and polling stations. This unrest not only disrupted the voting process, but also instilled fear and uncertainty among voters, impacting voter turnout in affected areas. The violence was not uniformly spread across Pakistan. Instead, it was concentrated in specific regions, particularly in the northwestern and southwestern parts of the country. These areas have historically been hotbeds of militant activity and political unrest, and the election period saw a spike in violent incidents, including bombings and targeted killings. Militant groups exploited the charged political atmosphere to carry out attacks, aiming to undermine the electoral process and exacerbate existing sectarian and political divides. The motives behind these attacks varied, ranging from disrupting the democratic process to retaliating against specific political figures or parties perceived as hostile to militant interests. In response to the heightened risk of violence, Pakistani authorities implemented extensive security measures, including the deployment of tens of thousands of security personnel and the suspension of mobile phone services in certain areas to prevent the coordination of violent acts. Despite these efforts, the security measures were not completely effective in preventing incidents of violence. The security issues and violence had a profound impact on the electoral process. In addition to affecting voter turnout, the violence led to the postponement of voting in some areas and raised questions about the fairness and integrity of the elections in regions affected by unrest. The aftermath of Election Day saw continued tensions, with allegations of electoral misconduct adding fuel to the fire. The Pakistani government condemned the violence and pledged to investigate the incidents and bring those responsible to justice. International observers and organizations, including the United Nations, expressed concern over the violence and the impact on Pakistan's democratic process. Calls were made for all parties to refrain from violence and for the government to ensure the safety and security of its citizens. The post-election period has highlighted ongoing security challenges in Pakistan, including the threat of militancy, political violence, and sectarian tensions. The government faces the daunting task of addressing these issues while also navigating the country's complex political landscape. The violence and security issues have left the Pakistani public deeply concerned about the stability and future of their country. There is a widespread desire for peace, stability, and a functioning democratic process, but achieving these goals in the current environment remains a significant challenge. The post-2024 Pakistani general elections period has seen significant concerns regarding media freedom and censorship, reflecting the broader challenges faced by the press and social media platforms in the country. Following the elections, there have been reports of restrictions on social media platforms, notably X, formerly known as Twitter. Users reported difficulties accessing the platform amid protests over alleged vote rigging. The government's move to restrict access to social media platforms has been seen as an attempt to curb dissent and manage the narrative surrounding the election controversies. There were instances of internet shutdowns on Election Day, criticized widely by human rights organizations such as Amnesty International. The shutdowns were described as a reckless attack on people's rights, particularly the right to information and freedom of expression. These shutdowns not only affected the flow of information on Election Day, but also hindered the ability of journalists and observers to report on election proceedings and incidents of violence or irregularities. Reports emerged of direct censorship instructions to Pakistani media outlets, particularly regarding the coverage of certain political figures and parties, notably Imran Khan and his party PTI. Journalists and media houses were reportedly asked to impose a near-blanket ban on the party's coverage ahead of the February 8th polls. This has raised concerns about the independence of the media and its ability to hold power to account. The Pakistan Electronic Media Regulatory Authority, PMRA, has been involved in censoring media content, including banning broadcasts of political figures and imposing restrictions on media coverage that is critical of the government or the military establishment. These actions have been criticized for undermining media freedom and limiting public discourse. In the lead-up to and following the elections, there have been reports of media blackouts on specific issues and individuals, particularly those associated with the opposition. The deliberate absence of coverage for figures like former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his party has been highlighted as a significant concern, pointing to a broader trend of political repression affecting media practices. International human rights organizations, including Human Rights Watch, have called on Pakistan's caretaker government and election commission to ensure open and accessible internet and media freedom. The Mar Keep It On campaign has been prominent in advocating against internet shutdowns and for the rights of Pakistani citizens to access information freely. The media and censorship issues in post-election Pakistan have had a profound impact on public discourse. The restrictions on media and social media have limited the public's ability to obtain accurate and comprehensive information, engage in informed debate, and hold authorities accountable. The international community has expressed concerns about the state of media freedom in Pakistan, particularly in the context of the elections. International watchdogs, foreign governments, and NGOs have called on Pakistan to uphold the principles of freedom of expression and press freedom as fundamental to democratic governance. The outlook and future projections for Pakistan after the 2024 general elections are multidimensional, touching on political, economic, and social spheres. The 2024 elections have intensified political tensions within Pakistan. The aftermath is far from stabilizing the political arena. Instead, it has deepened polarizations and challenges to democratic processes. The disputed election outcomes and subsequent protests have highlighted the fragility of Pakistan's political system. The coming years are likely to witness continued political strife, with the potential for further protests and government crackdowns. There is also an ongoing debate about the role of the military in politics, which could shape the future political trajectory. Economically, Pakistan faces a daunting path ahead. The country was already grappling with high inflation rates, a balance of payments crisis, and diminishing foreign exchange reserves before the elections. The political unrest post-elections exacerbate the economic instability, potentially deterring foreign investment and delaying essential economic reforms. The central bank has held interest rates high in an attempt to combat inflation, but this also poses challenges for economic growth. The government's ability to navigate these economic challenges while ensuring social stability will be crucial. Social divisions appear to be deepening, with significant portions of the population feeling disenfranchised and skeptical of the political and electoral processes. The government's handling of post-election protests and media censorship has raised concerns about civil liberties and freedom of expression. Future projections suggest that addressing social grievances, ensuring transparency, and rebuilding public trust will be vital for societal cohesion and national unity. Pakistan's international relationships may undergo shifts based on the post-election political landscape. Relations with key allies and neighbors will depend on the new government's foreign policies and its approach to ongoing issues such as terrorism, economic cooperation, and regional security. International reactions to the election outcomes and subsequent developments will also influence Pakistan's global standing and diplomatic engagements. The security situation remains precarious, with threats from militant groups and internal unrest. The government's ability to ensure security while respecting human rights will be under scrutiny. The future trajectory will depend on effective counter-terrorism measures, addressing the root causes of extremism, and ensuring the safety of citizens. The controversies surrounding the 2024 elections have put a spotlight on the need for electoral reforms and stronger democratic institutions in Pakistan. Future projections suggest that reforms are necessary to enhance the credibility of electoral processes, ensure fair representation, and strengthen governance structures. The outlook for Pakistan post-2024 elections is complex, with significant challenges ahead. Political stability, economic recovery, social harmony, and improved governance are crucial for the country's future. The path forward will require concerted efforts from all segments of society, including political parties, civil society, and the international community, to address the deep-seated issues facing the nation. Thank you for tuning into our analysis. Remember to give us a thumbs up, subscribe, and ring the notification bell to stay updated with our latest intriguing content. Take care and see you next time.